So are you prepared to become a nomad? Hi there. I'm at the shooting range. It's just over there. I'm calibrating my bow, and I'm still not confident with this modern bow. I've always used long bows, but yeah, I'm getting there. And this is not going to be an archery video, by the way. I do have archery videos on this channel that you can check out if you want to. But in this video I want to talk about the concept of being mobile. And by that I mean a state where you move from place to place. Now, when it comes to preparedness, I believe that the best option is to stay put, to stay in one place, right? So if you have, let's say, three months of food and supplies, that's great. It's even better if you can increase that to, let's say, 1 year supplies of food and essentials and so on. Because bugging out, for instance, should be seen, in my opinion, as a last resort. But when it comes to being mobile, I'm not really talking about bugging out. I'm talking about a scenario where you have no other option than to become a nomad. And if we look if we look outside of our part, our corner of the world, you will see that in countries with a real SHTF situation, you have refugees. You have people who essentially just pick up some essential items from their home, they put them in a plastic bag, and they start walking because that's their only option. Now, you could say that, is this because they were not prepared, or is it because even if they were prepared, they would still be chased and persecuted? So what I'm trying to say is that even if you are prepared, even if you have a, you know, if you are prepared to stay in your home or at your homestead for a year or more, even if you know how to grow your own food, and even if you have livestock and so on and so on, a situation might arise where you cannot stay there. And we have segregation in most countries now. Because of a certain medication, if I can say that. And the people who haven't had the medication are now, in many countries, seen as second-class citizens. They have, yeah, I won't get into all that, but I think it's important to understand that we do have segregation now. We are already there. And in a segregated society, dehumanization of a certain group might follow. And when you have that, the next thing that follows is very often persecution of that group. And historically speaking, those groups have been identified by race, religion, belief system. People have been persecuted for having wealth, and so on and so on. Will this happen now to people that refuse to have the medication? I don't know. what I'm trying to say here is that if you are a prepper, you should also be prepared to become a nomad. That shouldn't be your first choice, right? It shouldn't be something that you want to do, but I want to kind of shine a light on that scenario, because it could happen. If you're like one family or a small group and you're facing persecution, your only option will probably be to get away from that place. So are you prepared to become a nomad? Are you prepared to have everything you own in a camper van or at the roof of your car? I actually met someone in that situation. I can almost see them from here actually. And they had fled. Now, I spoke with them a few weeks ago and they were nomads now. So, and they had fled because of the mandates and all that, and the rules and restrictions, regulations in their country. So, this is just me throwing this idea out there. I do believe that the best option is to have your home, your essentials there, have a storage of food, have everything you need there. And still, I'm telling you that you should be prepared to become mobile and to become a nomad and to get out of there in a matter of hours or minutes. So, let me know what you think in the comments. This is something we need to talk about, and as always, stay strong, and we'll get through this. Okay, bye.